When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today is Friday, October 11th. We're talking about the two businessmen arrested and why it's now become part of the impeachment inquiry. Plus, what to know today about the Nobel Peace Prize, the future of in-car entertainment, and what dogs can do for your health. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The FBI arrested two men in the first criminal charges connected to the Ukraine controversy. The AP reports Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman are charged with campaign finance violations. Prosecutors say the men were part of a conspiracy to funnel foreign money into U.S. elections. For example, it says Parnas and Fruman illegally made a $325,000 donation to a group supporting President Trump's re-election in the hopes of buying political influence. They're accused of using that influence to get the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine removed. And she was last spring. The Wall Street Journal says the men were working on behalf of at least one Ukrainian government official. And both men are associates of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. In fact, the Journal says the men had lunch with Giuliani just before they were arrested at a Virginia airport on Wednesday on their way out of the country. The AP says the men were trying to help Giuliani get Ukraine to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son. Giuliani isn't saying much about this, at least not yet, and so far the Washington Post reports the men arrested have not entered a plea. To be clear, the indictment does not name Giuliani or suggest President Trump was involved or did anything wrong. Trump told reporters yesterday he doesn't even know the men, and he said any pictures together is just because he has pictures with everybody. By the way, the Washington Post reports House Democrats have now issued subpoenas for Parnas and Fruman for both documents and testimony as part of the impeachment inquiry. And the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was removed from her job, is set to testify today. Stay tuned. President Trump will be talking trade with China today. The Wall Street Journal reports he's meeting with the Chinese vice premier today at the White House. The world's two largest economies are still working to come up with a trade agreement. President Trump is apparently stepping in after a week of trade talks between lower-level officials. He tweeted yesterday, quote, "They want to make a deal, but do I?" CNBC reports stocks surged after the announcement of today's talks. Past meetings between Trump and China's vice premier have gone well. For example, after their meeting in February, planned tariffs on goods were delayed. And something similar could happen again, since there are more planned tariffs set to go into effect as soon as next week. Of course, businesses are watching closely as tariffs can have a big impact on their costs and bottom line. Apple has pulled a controversial app from the App Store. It's called HKeyMap.live, and it's a popular mapping app often used in Hong Kong right now to track protests and police. Remember, pro-democracy protests there have been going on for months now. Well, local media criticized Apple for allowing it to exist. Apple says they took it down because of reports about people using it to ambush police or commit crimes in places where police weren't around. But not everyone agrees with that decision, including the developers of the app. They say Apple made a political decision, since Chinese state media suggested Apple was hurting its reputation among customers there in China. The online version of the app is still available, though, and the Wall Street Journal says HKMap.live is still available on the Google Play Store. A potentially historic storm is going to hit the central U.S. this weekend. AccuWeather says heavy snow and record low temperatures are expected. The northern plains will likely see at least 6 inches of snow, and the Dakotas and Minnesota could see more than a foot. The Weather Channel says some areas could even see blizzard conditions. That's because along with a bunch of snow, wind speeds could hit 60 miles per hour today. The storm may even break October snowfall records over the weekend. We're about to learn the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. The announcement happens early this morning. The prize is given out every year to the person or organization that has done the best work to make peace between nations. USA Today says there are 301 candidates for this year's prize. We don't know who, though. The Norwegian Nobel Committee does not announce who was nominated until 50 years after the prize was given out. Even though the nominees are kept under wraps, experts think these are some of the frontrunners. 16-year-old Greta Thunberg. She's the climate activist from Sweden, who's known in part for leading the world's biggest climate strike in history. CNN says if she wins, she would be the youngest person to receive the award. Also, both Ethiopia and New Zealand's prime ministers are said to be frontrunners. We'll find out today. A quick break now for today's sponsor, Genopalette. If you're like me, you can get a bit overwhelmed by all the nutritional advice out there. But the reality is, we're all different, and what works for one person may not work well for another. That's why I was so fascinated by Genopalette. It analyzes your genetics to help you eat healthier. So using a DNA analysis, it'll tell you your optimal intake level for 24 hours of things like carbs, fats, and specific nutrients. For example, I learned my body needs more folate than maybe other people. And it was also spot on that I can drink coffee without feeling too jittery, while my husband is much more affected by caffeine. To learn more and get your report, go to genopalette.com. And if you've already provided your DNA to something like Ancestry, you can just upload that same data from them to get your report in a few quick steps. Just use the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your report. That's genopalette.com, spelled G-E-N-O-P-A-L-A-T-E, genopalette.com, with the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your report. Now, back to the news. The Washington Mystics are WNBA champions for the first time in franchise history. CBS Sports reports it was a winner-take-all Game 5 last night between the Mystics and the Connecticut Sun. The Mystics won 89-78. The future of in-car entertainment is here, or at least people are about to test it out for the first time. It's a virtual reality headset from the German tech startup HoloRide. The Financial Times says passengers wear it in the back seat of the car, and it will automatically collect data like speed and direction to create the real-time virtual environment. So if your car goes 60 miles per hour to turn a corner, the passenger's virtual environment will take a fast turn too, but in space or underwater, not on a road. Plus, the adventure will last as long as the ride you are taking. It's also supposed to help people with motion sickness. The Verge says visitors at Universal City Walk Hollywood in L.A. will try this out for the first time next week. They'll take a Halloween-themed journey, helping the Bride of Frankenstein deliver a package to her husband. And HoloRide hopes to have it installed in some cars by the year 2021. Tech experts are excited about this, but critics worry people are already spending too much time looking at screens. Walking directions just got a bit easier on Google Maps. In Gadget Reports, maps will now come with a detailed voice guide, so it will let users know out loud when to turn, when they're getting close to an intersection, or if they're going the wrong way. It's meant to make it easier for vision-impaired people to get around, but it could also be helpful to people who don't want to look down at their phone and maybe risk running into something. You can activate it in the walking options in the Maps settings. Attention dog lovers, two new studies say owning a dog may help you live longer. The studies from the American Heart Association looked at survivors of heart attacks or strokes. They looked at survivors with and without dogs. And researchers found dog owners had lower rates of death from heart attacks or strokes across the board. USA Today says owning a dog can make people more active as well as less depressed and lonely. Though experts say dogs have not been shown to help with things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you're new here, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app. It's free, but helps ensure you get new episodes right to your phone. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode right in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll see all the sources and links. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.